Here's a clever idea. Interhigh is the complete independent school online. So when life brings changes, your children won't need to change schools. Whether it's a new job for you or an unmissable opportunity for them, a top quality education from UK qualified teachers just needs an internet connection. From year four to A-level, our students are amazed by how much they love learning when there are no traditional classroom distractions to hold them back. Register now and start this September. Visit interhigh.co.uk. School is changing. Rediscover learning with Interhigh, the independent online school.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast. Well, come on. I mean, I bought the canoe. I bought the paddles. I've got a catamaran waiting outside. Where is the stuff we were promised? The yellow warning, you know, the nothing at all. Total waste of everybody's time, but I had to do it just in case. Because if I hadn't done it, I'd have been like the weatherman years ago who said, oh, somebody's written in to us to say there's going to be a big storm tonight, Michael Fish. And, well, I can tell you, there won't be. Next thing, trees are down, houses uprooted, and Michael Fish looking very much with egg on his face. Paris Jackson says she doesn't talk to her very religious family members about being attracted to both men and women. It's not really acceptable. She said in the past she's gay, but she doesn't like to label her sexuality. Oh, sod off. I'm so bored with these people. You know, listen, who gives a stuff? Nobody cares. You know, whether you're bisexual, pansexual, I really couldn't care less. You know, don't make such a big, boring deal about it. She's apparently an actress and musician. Oh, well, there you go. Aren't you all? Because we're so familiar with your songs, dear. Yeah, what's your favourite song, love? Dinah Ross is set to release her first studio album in 15 years. She's 77. She always said she'd never come back here. Do you remember? She was touched inappropriately at Heathrow Airport and she went into absolute meltdown over it, saying, oh, you know, I'll not be coming back here. Mind you, I had it years and years ago at Heathrow Airport. Yeah, when they used to pat you down, he inappropriately touched. And I should have said at the time, excuse me. You know, when they sort of do that, then they move their hands across the front. And I thought, no, I don't think so. Slightly pervy. But anyway, she's releasing her album in 15 years, which is good because we were talking about her yesterday. Talking about her yesterday. A collection of 13 songs. That's all you get on an album now, 13 songs. That's it. Recorded in her home studio in the autumn. And her hits include I'm Coming Out, which of course she wasn't. Love Hangover, we've all had those. And Upside Down, that one, which was very... the last time she brought an album out was October 2006. Tom Hiddleston. Do you know who Tom Hiddleston is? Do you know him? He's the latest star to appear on CBeebies Bedtime Stories. And he's 40, known for The Night Manager and Loki. I've heard of him, but I wouldn't know what he... Oh, possible next Bond, is it? Oh, right, OK. Oh, blimey. He's going to make his debut on June the 25th. I mean, to be honest with you, I think they should have had CBeebies years and years ago. You know, if parents really haven't got enough time to sit down and read a bedtime story to their kids, they should have the kids taken away. Go and give them to somebody who reads them a bedtime... Because kids want a bedtime story. That was the biggest thing when I was little. You'd think, am I going to get a bedtime story tonight? And the anticipation was fantastic. And then, you know, Dad didn't come home from work till a little bit later and Mum didn't have the time because she was getting his dinner ready and stuff like that. So I never got my story. So I had to read it myself. Which, yeah. But to be honest with you, nobody does bedtime stories now. It's like, how many kids do you know that do bedtime prayers before they go to bed? Did you ever do bedtime? No, see, we did. We used to get out of bed, kneel at the foot of the bed and go, God bless Mummy, God bless Daddy. And, well, we practically did the Lord's Prayer, you know, and like, it's like doing prayers before you eat your dinner, you know, before the show. I quite like the idea. I'm sort of a bit of a sucker for that kind of thing. But anyway, Tom Huddleston's reading again, so good for him. Khloe Kardashian looks unrecognisable yet again as she shares glammed up snaps promoting her new Good American drops. Do you know, I'm so bored with Khloe Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, the old bloody Kardashian family. They are the drearies. She's 36 and she's called now just a reality star with hair. Meet the model who spent £2 million to look like Kim Kardashian and says strangers get them confused all the time, even though she lives in London. She's an Instagram influencer. To be honest with you, I've never heard of you, darling. I'm sure you're really, really famous. But she's from London. She told This Morning, the morning show, that strangers stop her in the street all the time because they're convinced she's the American reality star. Oh, God, another delusional one. Here we go. Who do they think you are, dear? Popeye the Sailor Man. People tell me all the time, she says. People confuse me with her and stop me in the street. Can't imagine why. Can't imagine why, dear. Just sort of having your eyes badly done and tying your hair back and shoving your boobs out in the front does not make you like Kim Kardashian. But apparently she thinks she spent $2 million. Delusional, as always. These, I don't know where they get these amounts of money from. They go, oh, and here's somebody who spent... They had a woman. It was one of these come dine with me last night. And it was this girl who's... she's vegan, she's this, she's that. She's the most stupid person I'd ever seen on the television. Her boyfriend is in the kitchen. And she can't, I can't do anything in the kitchen. And she has Botox and fillers and all the rest of it. She thought she looked great, but unfortunately it didn't help her intelligence because she came in as one of the most stupid people I've ever seen. At one point he said, why don't you go around the house and check that it's all tidy and all the rest of it? So she stood there in the kitchen and the voiceover goes, go and tidy the house. Go, he's just told you go and tidy. And she stands there. She was the ace bimbo, but she was just so thick. All she wanted to talk about was herself, but she wasn't really particularly articulate. I felt a bit sorry for him, actually. I mean, to suffer with somebody who looked so dumb and turned out to be dumb. All she wanted to talk about at the table was, oh, I have Botox every 3 months and fillers and all the rest of it. And I thought, what do you do for a living, love? What do you do for a living? I mean, it was really tragic. She was, I can't remember if they won or not, but the food looked ghastly. Amanda Holden calling for Boris's lockdown extension to be scrapped. Well, we've all done that, but unfortunately, it's all the people who don't go out wearing their masks, and it's all the people who don't have their injections. Mind you, Amanda's walking through the... She's not wearing a mask either. Do you have to wear it out in the street? No. But I think it's an attractive feature. I put mine on when I walk out the front door. I put it on mainly because people... I swear to God, I stood at a bus stop in Kingston the other day, and there was this bloke standing opposite me. And I know him because he's Paul Cooper's son. But obviously, because I have my sunglasses on and my mask, he didn't recognise me. And so he's standing there and he's looking at me and I'm looking at him. But of course, when you smile, nobody can see it because you've got the mask on. So of course, it's a pointless exercise. And I was waiting for him to go, hi, Steve. And I thought, I'm not going to say anything. And I even sat next to him on the bus. Not next to him, but sort of in another seat. We were socially distancing. And a lot of people are still not getting it right on the buses, by the way. When you get on and you sit in a seat, OK, sit by the window. OK, don't sit in the aisle. Sit by the window. OK, thickos. We had one the other day. It took her ages to get her arse onto the seat. We're all waiting. And I'm thinking, go by the window. That's what they say. The bus driver has to push a little thing that goes, please, you know, sit by the window seat, if possible. Well, it's always possible because I won't let anybody sit next to me. I'll tell you, life is very traumatic, very traumatic. But it's quite nice, actually, at the moment, because we have a variety of newsreaders on the programme. And I always look forward to seeing the different people who come in, you know. So it always adds to the interest. Yes, some more than others. I mean, no, actually, I don't have any problem. Who have we got this morning? We had Dominic Ellis was in. He's fit. He's really fit. I mean, he actually works out. Do you know how old he is? He's over 30. He's a, which actually, to be honest with you, if you saw him, and you can, you'll find him on the LBC page, he doesn't look over 30. I was quite surprised, but he's really fit. He goes out jogging. But his weakness, he's fit and healthy, yeah. But his weakness is chocolate and crisps. And I bought him in some chocolate ages ago, and he's only just finished it. Well, that was months ago. In fact, yesterday was the sell-by date, but he managed to finish it before then. So and he was telling us. Was telling me, actually, that he likes chocolate and crisps. I said, well, luckily, I'm not big into chocolate. It doesn't interest me in the slightest. I don't know why. Some people really love it, but, you know, I could take it or leave it. Although I'm going to get some of those Charbonnel and Walker things that the Queen likes, which is the Violent Creams and the... What's the other one she likes? Is it Violet Creams and Strawberry Creams? Because I don't like hard chocolates. I only like the soft centres. So if I'm making up a box of chocolates... I generally say I'll have 2 banana, 2 apricot and all the rest of it. But the Charbonnel and Walkers are delicious. So that's her favourite. And it's dark chocolate. The darker, the better. Because dark chocolate is very good. The milky chocolate, I'm not into. not really. I like dark chocolate. It's very expensive. But she has a sweet tooth. And she likes Chardonnay and Walkers. Anyway, it's the two she likes are violet creams. And I think it's strawberry creams. I'm pretty certain. They're not really super, super expensive. There you go. She like, wait a minute. So it's about 15 quid for a box. Attar of roses and violets. And they're coming around. You must have seen them. They're all over the place. You can generally get them in garden centres. I don't think the Queen has been to a garden centre to get them. And they do a big luxury box, which, you know, if she's watching Neighbours or something like that or doing a jigsaw, I should imagine she probably has a few there. But she's very good at not eating. She's got a Knockouts card. She gets the discount. Actually, a friend of mine's got a Knockouts card. He bought it because it gave him discount in there. Which, funny you should mention a Knockouts card, because every time you go in there, they go, do you have a Knockouts card? Well, I like going there. They've got a nice, you've been to the one in Staines? On the road, which is quite nice, actually. You've got a nice little restaurant in there. If you want to sit with a lot of pensioners, it's very nice, you know. But I do, I've been in there loads of times. And I like the garden centre bit, but I like the interior. Garden centres are the new porn for adults, because it is. You go in there and they've got, I mean, at Christmas time, the entire place is taken over by companies that come in and decorate it. And if you want silver, you go there. Gold is there, red, green, whatever. I love it. I'm really sad on things like that, but I don't care. I don't care. I had a lovely day yesterday, but as I say, I'm still waiting for the rain so that we can paddle out of here later. Katy Perry suffers a Marilyn Monroe moment. That means her dress flew up a little bit at the back. But to be honest with you, I mean, you know, because she doesn't look like Marilyn Monroe, it could just be anybody. And then she was with her daughter, Daisy Dove. Daisy Dove? I mean, I ask you, these people, what are they on? And they went on a gondola ride. Beverly Callard, 64, reveals she's planning to have a facelift because she's scared of not getting work in a sexist and ageist industry. I've recommended it to the producer. He won't take a blind bit of notice. Seriously, I've said to him, have you thought of, you know, casually I chuck it into the conversation. I sort of go, oh, Joe, have you thought of surgery? You know, and then sort of kind of change the subject. And he said, yeah, all this will be going, won't it? You won't hear this on the programme at all. It's funny, though, isn't it, that men don't worry about it being an ageist industry, but women worry about it and say, we've got to have it. So hence, when we get to see what Anne Robinson really looks like on television, you're going to be going, oh, my goodness. Kate Garraway reveals doctors told her husband Derek Draper wouldn't make a meaningful recovery if he didn't make progress in 2 years. I mean, he was hospitalised 2020, March. I mean, it is unbelievable how she's come through it. I mean, really. I mean, not only how she's come through it, how he's come through it as well. Oh, Meghan Markle will not fly to London. Oh, that's good, isn't it? The booing would start at the airport. And because they said she would make the journey to support Prince Harry. What is this supporting Prince Harry? I mean, so is he a three-year-old or something? Do we need to look after him? Ridiculous. But apparently, they say that she wanted to be by his side as he faced his family for the first time. Well, he saw them at the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral. They didn't want to talk to him then. Why do you think they want to talk to him at the unveiling of the Diana statue? Because apparently the reason is Meghan's not going to travel. She's just had a baby. Oh, diddums. How sweet. How sweet. Sam Thompson reveals he and Zara McDermott have to live with his mother while their forever home is being renovated. So Sam is 28. He's from Made in Chelsea. He's not the brightest penny in the box. And she's Zara McDermott, is from Love Island. And so they're having modifications made to their London property. A window put in or something, darlings. How did you not cope on that? So they've had to sort of move out. Could you not have moved into a hotel? No, because they haven't got the money. Da, 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 da. Gemma Collins reveals her swimming pool has been bejewelled with sequins. Well, in that pokey little place, you are joking, aren't you, love? Poor old Gemma. And so When you look at the swimming pool, it's a plastic. It's plastic. You could say this isn't a proper swimming pool. It's a plastic bath type thing. It's cheapo. But and please don't ever wear that outfit ever again, Gemma. You haven't lost enough weight for it to make a difference. And she says it's the only one in the world. No, dear. No, they make quite a few of these cheap things, and she's got one, and so she's got a sequined swimming pool, but it's not. It's like the sort of thing you buy for the kids. You go to Argos, and you go, "Have you got it?" And it's a cheap bit of plastic. You can see it from the plastic walls. It's not built in. It's not anything. But never mind. Can't really afford it, can you, Gemma? What a shame, dear. But as I say, please try not to wear the outfit again. David Schwimmer carrying his electric scooter. Very dangerous. Very, if you're a celebrity, don't go on them, please. He puts safety first. So he's not on it, he's carrying it. Maybe not. Leona Lewis, flashing her killer smile. This is after Michael Costello was left shocked when she claimed he humiliated her. I quite like her, actually, but you mustn't get yourself into such a tizzy over something, isn't it? Listen, it's something and nothing. It doesn't make any difference.
Booking a hotel is never easy. Am I getting the best price? Will it look anything like the pictures? Well, with Premier Inn, you don't have to worry about any of that. Because with us, you know exactly what you're getting. A great night's sleep, over 800 easy-to-find locations, a choice of great value, flexible rates, and as much brekkie as you can handle. So enjoy a weekend break without breaking the bank. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Only available to book at premierinn.com.
Big Brother's Tilly Whitfield. I sat on my suitcase and cried. OK, anybody up with this one here? Big Brother's Tilly Whitfield? Nope. You know why? Because she's not anybody. It says it took her months to get over the traumatic exit from the show. Basically, she's a bit bimbo. And she's 21. She went on the Channel 7 reality show with the motto, act dumb, play smart, breaking a record with her number of challenge wins. But then she was sent home on Wednesday. So obviously not as popular as you thought you were, dear, but you do look a bit bimbo. The fake hair doesn't really do you any favours, you know. And also, you're only a child. You're 21. People think they know everything, but, you know, having your boobs and your hair and all the rest, it's not really a clever look, is it? Try and come up with something original. Penny Lancaster, 50, and Rod Stewart, 76, celebrate their 14th wedding anniversary with a romantic boat trip. You couldn't have missed them because the outfits they're wearing kind of set them apart. I mean, the only person who could ever wear an outfit like Rod's jacket is a 76-year-old pop star, a little popsicle, and that's it. So they wed in La Cervara in Italy in an intimate ceremony, just a few thousand people. 14 years later, they went on a romantic boat trip for two. We've all done it. I got taken by my friend Jordan. And he said, you know, meet me at a certain time, you know, by the river. I thought, oh, here we go. So I brought me rubber ring and looking forward to a little bit of a paddle around. But then I thought, oh, no, Gemma Collins has got the only cheap plastic pool in the country. Poor soul, honestly. Never mind. When you haven't got much money, have you seen her house? Pokey. Very pokey. And also, it's not surrounded by its own land. It's very, seriously, it's really, because I know somebody who lives quite close. That's all I can tell you. That's all I could tell you, but no, she can't find a boyfriend either. Not surprised, actually. When you say to somebody, come around for a pool party, I mean, this thing isn't even filled up. They've obviously just thrown a bucket of water in the bottom of it so that the poor old bird can sit in it. Gary Lineker, remember Gary? No, most people forget him. He's wished his ex-wife, Danielle Bucks, a happy 42nd birthday, calling her a special lady. Yeah, she ditched you, didn't she? You had to go out because he's now looking forward to taking his sons out to discos. We were so sorry for George, poor little George, honestly. But Gary is 60 and Danielle Bucks is 42nd, 42. And so she then shared the message. Oh, she's got tattoos up her back. How lovely. How classy. Kim Marsh says her father, Dave, has incurable prostate cancer. It's a big killer of men. I can only tell you that because I'm well aware exactly of what problems with the prostate are. And she says other men get checked out. To be honest with you, Kim, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but I would have thought it would have been better coming from him saying, get checked out. You know, it shouldn't really come from you, but of course you're the link, aren't you? You're the sort of celebrity. And then they go, oh, it'll make a difference. He wants to be fit and well enough to walk her down the aisle. But it just about. He's now using a mobility scooter and the disease has spread to his pelvis, spine, ribs and left leg. So basically, it sounds terminal to me. And she says he delayed going to the doctor. That's men's problem. Should have listened to my programme. I've told you a million times that men do not want to go to the doctor and discuss problems, especially not with prostates. They really don't, because the surgery that you have is, whilst it's not invasive, it's not very pleasant. You know, it's a little bit, oh, my goodness me. In fact, my driver this morning, we were talking about it, and he'd been and had similar things that I'd had. So, but it shouldn't come from you, Kim. It should have come from your father to say, listen, men, go and get checked. I keep telling people all the time, if you think there's something the matter, and you would know with your prostate if you had a problem, and you go to the doctor and you tell them what it is, and then they can provide some sort of care for you. He's 76 as well, so he's on the wrong side, you know, of these sort of things being sorted out, and because it's spread quite quickly. But that's the problem. Men don't go to the doctors. They will not go. So their wives take them. And the wife will sit there. I've heard this from doctors. And they're going, yes, how can I help you today? And the husband sits there and stares into the distance. And the wife goes, go on, tell him. Really ridiculous. Angelina Jolie has got a new tattoo. Oh, how lovely. So classy. She's been reunited with her ex-husband, Johnny Lee Miller. They're all doing it, aren't they? And look, Romeo Beckham and his girlfriend, Mia, returned from his mother's shop after another shopping trip, after he looked bored. Yeah, obviously freebies, isn't it? I said, what are you going to do? Charge your own son? Mind you, no, knowing Victoria, she'll probably go, listen, I'll give you 15%. OK, you're not getting any more than that. 15% discount. And so poor old Romeo Beckham, he also doesn't have a job to do. And his girlfriend returned to Vicky's little shop on Dover Street for another shopping trip. And they obviously allowed a photographer inside to take a picture of them. I mean, unbelievable security lapse, as far as I'm concerned. Up-and-coming model Mia, in other words, not really, turned her back to a full-length mirror. She posed for a selfie. He pulled his face mask down for the snap. The trouble is, they're children. They're children, that's all I can tell you. Cheryl advises those who've gained weight during lockdown to buy bigger clothes if they're happy in their bodies. Lovely. She says, get the 27-inch jeans. I went out the other day. I could only find one more pair of my jean size the other day in M&S. Not 27. I don't think they make them in 27, but they do them up to about 42 now, which is... No, I was a lot less than that. A lot less. I bought 36. 36, 31 skinny jeans. I mean, they do make them bigger, you know, for the fuller figure, but I'm doing this sort of thing. Speaking to Marie Claire, God knows why they were interested in her. I mean, what does she do now? Nothing. She sits at home, stares at the walls. She'd spoken to her sister-in-law on the subject of buying jeans a size up. What a rivetingly interesting interview that must have been for Marie Claire. God, blimey, come on, editor, pull yourself together. Listen, her career's finished. She's not a singer anymore. That's all gone. She sits at home with Bear, the baby, and that's it. She doesn't appear on television anymore. But I suppose, obviously, the best you can get her is an interview in Marie Claire. Well, better than nothing, isn't it? Listen, have a lovely day. Tomorrow is Friday. God knows what the weather's going to be like. I've got no idea. See if we make it through Thursday, shall we? But, I mean, when I was talking to people before, they said, oh, the weather had been, you know, just a bit of rain, something like that. And round here, it's dry, isn't it, at the moment? I did bring my umbrella just in case it all went a bit pear-shaped. Have a lovely day. Don't forget to download, download, download. The more you download, the happier I become. And the happier I am, the bigger the swimming pool I can have built, you know. Much, much bigger than that basically children's little paddling pool for poor old Gemma Collins. But it's a sequin thing. It's a cheap plastic effort. But no doubt she'll be mentioning the company that probably gave it to her very shortly, you know, so she can help them out, you know, if you like that kind of thing. But, I mean, to actually describe it as a swimming pool is a little bit misleading. Anyway, have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.